Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim, and our guest today is Brandon. So, Brandon, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Absolutely. Yeah, my name is Brandon Borrego, and I am the co-founder of the Borrego Brothers. So we were LMB Productions, which was, you know, a production creative agency here in Austin, and we just rebranded to the Borrego Brothers.
Awesome. So can you just tell me exactly what the Borrego Brothers is all about and really just how you got the idea to start this company in the first place?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we've had our LLC since 2013 and we've had different iterations over the years, right? So like we started off with web design, photography, videography, and that was kind of our, you know, we did everything in between there, you know, everything, all the different services that a full-fledged marketing agency would do or could do, we did it. And so like we've honed that down now to basically video marketing. Because that's, you know, the two things we're strongest at is videography, filmmaking, and marketing. So that's pretty much what we do now. And that's you know, the condensed version, because that's like a 10-year history of we have a 10-year history of being in business.
Understood. So in terms of video marketing, obviously it can vary in a lot of different components. And I'm sure since 2013 to now, it's changed a lot, right? I mean, people are more keen to social media, TikTok, you know, Instagram, shorter clips. So just talk more about, like, when it comes to video marketing, what specifically are you typically working on? Is it more long form YouTube videos or shorter form 60-second clips? Like, what does that look like for you?
Sure. Well, you know, with our clients, we found that they want to do it all, right? Like most of them need all of those different types of clips and storytelling, you know, like videos that will work on TikTok as well as YouTube and as well as on their website. And so we do all those different types of videos, but I guess the way we do it is in a cinematic way. And so that's really like the key difference between us and other businesses, you know. And like if you if you've seen like a Harman Brothers or like, you know, like a Chamber Media, you know, like they're you know, kind of in the similar, you know, field of work that we're in doing, you know, these sort of like just creative commercials, creative videos to get people's brands out there. We have a history in, you know, film and a background in film. So that's kind of our niche is more the cinematic take on all these things.
Right. So when it comes to brand that you're working with, is it a specific industry or what does that look like for you when it comes to the business?
We've worked with all kinds of businesses. Yeah. And so I think lately we've been focused on fund managers. That's been like one industry that we've been seeing success in. And I think the reason we have is because it's so difficult, you know, like nobody is kind of willing to do it because it's so hard to do, right? And, you know, just for people listening who aren't familiar, you know, it's people who are, you know, wealth management, capital management people who are basically who have a fund of investors, who have like, you know, a collection of investors that they're managing money for. And so their clients are very wealthy people. And so attracting those people is really difficult, but we've found success in it. So that's one of our niches recently. But yeah, we work with all kinds of people. Another client we have that we found great success with is her name's Shelby Tarleton here in Austin as well. And she's basically a lash mogul. It's really awesome and really interesting, but she has her own summit, her own conference that she does that like a couple hundred of the industry's top leaders attend. And we did the marketing for that. And she has a university called Lash Boss University. We did a commercial for her recently that's like Harry Potter themed. And it's really crazy and out there. And, you know, it's going to be releasing soon because it's Halloween. So, yeah, all kinds of different stuff. Yeah.
So when it comes to the, you know, I guess like exactly like how you're doing this work. Is it mostly local in Austin that you're going and that you're meeting up with people, you're recording in person, or like, are you traveling around the country? Like, what does that look like for you?
The process, again, it varies, and we're trying to hone it down a little bit right now, because we can do so much. But there's basically like two ways we can do it, like on the national level and then on the local level. And so I think nationally, like it narrows things down a bit because there's only a few people who can afford it, to where like, like flying us out or something like that. But we're actually changed that to make it a little bit more reasonable. And I can talk a bit about that. But locally is where we have done a lot of our business, being a production company, working with people locally, being able to, meet with them in person and discuss these things and then, have them in the video as well. That's how we've been doing it most of the time. But I do think that could change, and it could be really interesting to see a change because we've worked with a couple different studios, and we have a network of actors that basically, and this is, I think it's still a little bit down the line, but I want to create a system where we can work with anybody nationally and they have basically minimal involvement, right? It's like we have like a Zoom meeting and discuss, their audience, their needs, the creative and the high level stuff. And then we literally do everything in the studio, and we just, they can be in New York and or LA, and we're just speaking with them, and we take all the ideas and then just take it to the studio with our, our actors. We have, of course, all the gear and everything, and then we just shoot it, get it done for them, and they just review it, because that's something that's definitely possible now.
Right, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I think especially since COVID, it's like, obviously, we're talking through Zoom, scalability across the country is a much easier thing to do. So what would you say in terms of, like you're talking more about this bigger goal of, working with people across the country, like what is your goal in terms of revenue? I mean, like, where are you looking to scale to when it comes to doing all of these things? I guess, like, where are you at now? Like, what's the goal? Like, after doing this, because I'm sure the goal is obviously to grow your company. So, what does that look like for you?
I mean, like our short-term goal, and it's funny, I was actually just talking to my partner about it, but our short-term goal is to get to six figures a month because we're, roughly halfway there, like, reaching towards being halfway there now. So, like the year or two long goals to get to six figures a month. But the more long-term goal is to, have this business more like put together, automated, to where we can oversee a lot of this, kind of me, because I'm a videographer by trade, so I have my hands on the camera for a lot of this stuff. But I want to be able to teach a team how to do what I do, and teach employees how to function on the marketing side of things, so that we can start funding bigger projects and more films. Because we just had a feature film come out. It's a documentary called Tribal. It's going to be likely streaming at the end of the year on Amazon, Hulu, and a couple other places. And so we just got done with that. It was like a year-long process. We're jumping right into the next one, but we want to do more. And so with like continuing to grow the business, we're gonna have to automate, systemize some things before we can take the film side to the next level.
Makes sense. So in terms of, obviously, I think you mentioned automating things, and that's very important, but what does it look like for you in terms of getting in front of more people? Like, what is that strategy now? And like, what is going to be your strategy going forward? I mean, obviously, you mentioned marketing. So are you running a lot of email campaigns or cold calling, social media, running ads? Like, what does that look like to really have more people find out about your business and what you're doing?
We're doing several different things. We're doing email, we're doing ads, and also setting up internal referral systems. But it's funny, like our we have, over the past, right, like in the past decade or so that we've been in business, have relied a lot on referrals internally, despite marketing for so many other people. And so we've been great at that historically, marketing for the companies that that are our clients. But ourselves, we've just been slow to make that happen. And so I think this year we've really put a big focus on that, and we're practicing everything that we're preaching. as far as like the video marketing system, like specifically video marketing. Like that's been a big focus for us this year, is to get our own internal marketing systems revved up and going. And so like right now, I literally just finished editing a promotion we're doing for a free social media video. And it's essentially a giveaway on social media, and we're blasting that out in Austin to, like, if you want a chance to win a free social video, sign up, you could win. So that's we're getting all those things in place, and that's where we're trying to make a big effort, because that's what we do. We do video marketing, so we're definitely trying to rev that up for ourselves this year.
And like I love that. I think that's great. Like, you're really thinking outside the box. And obviously, Austin is a great place to be doing that, because you have so many founders and entrepreneurs, people who definitely would love to take you up on that offer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're really hoping so. Because we've seen, we did like a small promotion before this, but this one's definitely the real deal, and we're putting it out. So we did a little testing beforehand, but it should be good.
So when you say putting it out, are you like running ads on like Instagram, TikTok? Like, what does that look like for you?
Yeah, right now focusing on Facebook and Instagram for ourselves.
Okay.
Yeah,
So,
and sorry, that's in feed and like stories as well. Yeah.
what have you seen convert better, like even for you or for your clients? Like, is it more in feed or stories? Like, I mean, I think it's like, at least for me, I feel like stories are good, but obviously, like, I don't look at all these metrics.
Definitely. No, that's a good question, because I think that's a big part of our initial campaigns, is figuring out for their business which one is going to work better. And something in the industry that I think is changing that's really fascinating is Facebook's algorithm in terms of decoding what's working best, right? Because of course, when Facebook first started this, they had very sort of limited options on what you could do. So you just did that. But now they have all kinds of ways to advertise, right? And so I'd say over the past like 2 to 3 years, when that stuff was getting released and more popular, like basically everything outside of in-feed, so you had, like, of course you had the in-feed, but you had stories being able to advertise. You had stories being able to be advertised, and then you had like, all kinds of different modes that have popped up, like after stories and like in search type of stuff. And I was taught to just never do that. Just only do in feed. That's the only thing that's proven. Everything else is, they're just trying to get your money. And
That makes sense.
so yeah. And so I've historically I've only done in feed, because that has been what's proven. But with we've I'm part of a consulting group for marketers, and this group has a lot of, a lot of really big players in the marketing field. They've basically found that Facebook's AI has gotten really strong. And so if you run some campaigns that are open, sometimes you can find that Facebook does a lot of that, does a lot of great work that you wouldn't have thought of, just with new, AI advancements, to where they find out a lot of what's working, which is really impressive. And kind of is a big change that's happening like right now.
No, that's awesome. So, what about other platforms, Nick? So, like I mentioned TikTok or YouTube. Like, have you looked into that at all?
Yeah, we've done a little bit, but like with our style, Facebook and Instagram is really what we're focused on, and YouTube as well. Like YouTube ads, Google ads. But with our style, it's mostly that. With TikTok, you have a lot of creators, taking the focus, and it's like, just like short form, like snappy iPhone kind of stuff. And it's not as it's not as, like, the audience isn't as used to it as Facebook and Instagram, and like they're not sort of as willing to pay attention to the kind of ads that we do. And so like it's a little bit of a different style. I mean, we can still work in that. Like if a business's audience is like definitely on TikTok, then we'll do that. But it's gonna be like, it's a very different style. Typically, you attract the type of clients that like Facebook and Instagram is where they're advertising.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, I mean, TikTok has a stereotype of kind of like a younger audience, which may not always be folks that are, able to buy, but I've seen, obviously it depends on what kind of products, what kind of ads you're running. And some people do very well on there. So it just depends, I guess, on to your point, right, on the business and on the specific product or services that people are selling.
And it's like, at the end of the day, it's all kind of the same thing in its essence. It's all ads that we're putting out. It's just, and the process is still the same. Having to, research the audience, research what kind of creative is going to do the best, perform well, and then testing that, and then revving the engine on what works. And so that's going to be the process for Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, TikTok. Yeah,
Makes
any of
sense.
it, that'll be the process. Yeah.
What would you say is the biggest challenge that you're facing right now in the business?
I mean, I'd say our biggest challenge is acquisition. Just because, like I mentioned, we've focused so much on the fulfillment and client side of things over the past years. We've sort of relied on referrals and things like this, and that's good. That's fair enough for business, and that should be able to happen because you do like good enough work to where you get those sort of things. But in order to scale the way you want to, you have to have your sort of internal marketing systems reliable and working. So
Yeah.
that's the challenge. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, look, what would you say is your biggest priority now going into, now that we just started Q4 of 2023?
I mean, that is definitely a priority. is acquisition and video marketing for ourselves. That's definitely the priority. But I mean, it's good in a way because that is still like the direct nature of our business. So as we, grow and work on things for ourselves and others, like it all works in tandem to grow together, which is great.
Sense. So, what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
The one piece of advice, there's like a book I could write on advice to give myself. I'll just say the first thing that comes to my mind is having like a business plan or mentorship directly for yourself, right? Because like a business plan is pretty standard stuff, but we didn't necessarily have that. The way we went into our business, we kind of just rolled into it. And so over the years, we've kind of like discovered what's worked the best. Whereas perhaps some thorough research on the front end would have saved us a lot of time and money and effort. And but that, it also goes with mentorship too, because I think especially for myself, there's been plenty of times where I've, fancied myself an artist and think like, no, I know what to do. I have like a vision. Like I know what's best for me. And you, really what you need is a mentor or some type of coach to shed the ego off of yourself and kind of give you just like an unbiased opinion and path towards something. That's pretty valuable. And I think like my brother and I, the Brager brothers, we're partners, obviously, and he's always believed in that and pushed towards that. And I've really that's something that I've like I mentioned, I railed against in the beginning, but I've really grown to appreciate and kind of like want to continue with that, finding those people for sure.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, if somebody watching this wanted to reach out, do you mind sharing your website or social media handle? Just best way to get in contact with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's the BaregoBrothers.com. So they can reach out on there for sure. And then we also have Instagram, the Borrego Brothers, Facebook, the Borrego Brothers, YouTube. We have a podcast that we do. It's just him and I, where we talk about film, marketing, everything in between there. And you can watch that if you want to see more of me talk about all kinds of different stuff. But yeah, if they're interested in video marketing as a service, definitely go to thebrigobrothers.com and reach out to us. We're happy to talk to anyone about, any project they have for their business.
Sounds great. Well, Brandon, thank you so much for your time. We're rooting for you. Hopefully, you have a strong Q4 ahead and very, lots of success for next year.
Awesome. Yeah, appreciate it, Dan. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Thank you. All right, bye.
Bye.